Today is the 50th anniversary of the historic Civil Rights March on Washington. Across America, people are celebrating the journey of African Americans since 1963. Here in our region, Vicki Brackens, an African American woman who has been part of the business and financial community in Syracuse for 30 years, spoke with the Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney about being a minority entrepreneur.
Looking out into the community, are there enough minority or, underprivileged parts of this community getting the chances to get involved or being reached to get involved in startups and innovations?
No. I probably should just stop right there, but the answer is no, and I'm not sure totally what the ultimate answer will be, but I think parts of the answer may be that we need to spend more time in communicating, and we also need to spend more time trusting each other. I do believe that if everyone would take at least one or two steps toward each other, that we could break down some tremendous barriers here in Syracuse.
Are we going in the right direction?
We're going in the right direction, okay? We're going in the right direction, but we have to work on the perception that it is not for me. And some of the perception is possibly true because there may have been some missteps early on. But we need to actually get beyond some of those missteps. So we're in the right direction for sure, but there's a lot of work still to be done.
I don't want to get you in trouble if you don't want to name them, but those missteps, can you elaborate on that at all?
Here's what I mean by missteps. Possibly initially, let's just say it that way, there wasn't as much collaboration from all communities in some of the decisions that were made. And that misstep may have created an environment that still lingers, that my voice doesn't count.
Looking back the 50 years and what's happened and what's changed, have you been doing any reflecting, or have you thought about how much easier it is now as an African-American woman to be doing all of the things, this lengthy resume that you have?
I'm an African-American woman who is in a technology business and in financial services, which is probably 98% male. So I'm not sure if easier is a good way of describing it. What I would say is that there's more recognition of the fact that we need to expand the base of individuals who are participating if we're going to solve some of these problems. Okay. What I would say is easier, though, is the information is more accessible. There is a realization that all of us have to pull together, but we still have some barriers.
Hypothetical situation here. Say you're wandering the halls of the Southside Innovation Center, mm-hmm. and you bump into a 20-something African-American woman who's got a big cardboard box in her hands and just moving into office space down mm-hmm. there, mm-hmm. about to start her business. What would you tell her?
I think the first thing I would say is to understand that dreams do come true, but not overnight. Work is involved in making instant successes. Okay, there's a lot of things that are happening in the background. So understand that dreams do come true, but they don't come true overnight. That you are going to have to face constant challenges, and adapting to your environment is important. And finally, if you don't succeed the first time, doesn't mean you were a failure. It may just mean it wasn't the right product or it wasn't the right time.
Vicki Brackens, an entrepreneur and financial mentor, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you.